Hey, like most of you, I had, not have, had trouble sleeping, but I sleep better than ever. And you know what? It's all because of a pillow. Mike Lindell's My Pillow has changed my life for the better, and it works. What makes My Pillow so different is their patented adjustable fill. Now, you can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual comfort need and get the support you absolutely must have. And that means you fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, it just works. Now, millions of people have already discovered that MyPillow works for them, and now it's time for you to experience MyPillow for yourself. Log on to MyPillow.com, use the promo code MINUTE, and when you do, Mike Lindell will give you his best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA, has a 10-year warranty, and a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. So get started and get the sleep you crave and deserve. Log on to MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code MINUTE. Take advantage of Mike's special 2-for-1 offer. MyPillow.com, promo code MINUTE. I think it was a very smart thing for the president to do. He looked honestly concerned. I think there are simple things that can take place, but I stand by. We better secure these schools like we would secure any other important building, a bank or Capitol Hill or wherever we need to secure a building, where we have the capability, Geraldo, of doing it.
Agree, Sean. I'm very proud of the president. I'm totally in sync with him on this. You know, we had our dinner on Saturday night at Mar-a-Lago, and I broached the idea of the juvenile assault weapons ban. It was something the president had not pondered up until that moment, but he was so deeply shaken by what he saw when he visited the hospital and saw these kids all torn up that he made it part of his program, along with enhanced background checks, along with people on the no-fly list not getting access to firearms. I think that he is really on the verge of something very important, a pioneering move, a lot like you wouldn't expect it of President Trump. He's such an advocate of the Second Amendment, but like Nixon going to China, the unexpected man is the one who's going to make history here. And I think, Sean, it's clear that he endorses your plan, that I endorse as well, hardening these schools to make them at least as safe as, a jeweler's store, for example.
What do you make of all the attacks, calling Dana Loesch a murderer and burn her during this town hall? The idea that some people that had views CNN didn't want didn't get on the program. And I think the broader issue, Jonathan Gillum, is the police were called to see this guy 39 times. The FBI got 2 very distinct warnings about this guy. Everything that we wanted or needed to know about him was on social media. And again, we dropped the ball in a spectacular way. This is not see something, hear something, say something. This is hear something, we said something, and nobody listened.
Yeah, it's been a complete failure on the part of this police department's ability to forward think what somebody who continuously has called of odd behavior could be, possibly could do. I think it's a failure on the individual, the part of the individual, the FBI, that dropped the ball about the YouTube video. And I got to be honest with you, I'm disagreeing with Geraldo on this because, we can do all the weapons bans that we want. We can look at juvenile. I've been shooting a gun since I was 5 years old. And we can look at all these ways to limit this or limit that. What I'm seeing is a complete failure already, is the president's ability. And, I'm a supporter of President Trump. But I'm looking at a man. The reason I voted on him and supported him and talked about him so much before the election is because he's operationally minded. And he came in, for instance, with this skating rink in New York. He came in, saw that there was a problem, and quickly got on board and brought in subject matter experts, I think he said from Miami, to look at this ice rink. He got under budget and under time, and he got it done. What I'm seeing now is typical government speed, which we should have immediately reacted because there could be another shooting tomorrow, today. We need to start looking at the best way to do it, the cheapest way to do it, and let's just get it done. Let's get people in the schools that can protect it. Let's lock the student threat assessments. Let's lock the schools down. If George Clooney and Oprah Winfrey and these people want to donate money, for $500,000, he could have bought 56 schools 2 metal detectors. So these celebrities need to think about that as well. We need to get on board and start doing this because so far it's been a week and it's been a complete failure. We've got nothing done to secure the schools. We've always just talked about, you know, let's ban this.
But in the listening session yesterday, I thought the number of people in their own way, their own version, Geraldo, supported what you and I support, which is you got to have every school with a full set, a systemic, comprehensive security markup. We've got to go in and see where the security vulnerabilities are. Then you don't get into any school without the proper identification. Doors can't be open unless, of course, there's security at those doors. And then hire
double doors.
Yeah, exactly. Then hire enough retired policemen, retired military, armed, so that they can protect in case of any situation. I don't know how many teachers are going to actually want to carry a gun in their classroom. So I think to have him train professionals, to me, would be a better idea, because let the teachers do what their job is to teach.
Or the coach or an administrator or a security guard. Why not have a security guard in your budget and ID and one good gun per some scientifically derived number of students? I disagree with Jonathan. You already have. Look, you're talking about the systemic failures of the FBI in terms of checking, the leads they had, and the local cops in terms of the 39 calls they had. But what about the response of the Broward deputies? And I love that department. I worked, I did my pioneering American Vice that led to the cops program on TV with the Broward sheriffs. But they took an awfully long time to get into that building, even though they were on the property. You know, you've got to have people who are much more responsive, much more hip and aware of the fact that these kids are so precious. But Jonathan, my God, are you in favor of 18, 19, 20-year-olds with emotional problems going out and getting all liquored up? If you're not, if you're in favor of kids not drinking until they're 21, then what, for God's sake, is wrong with banning assault-type weapons for kids when they're in this evolving emotional state, when they have all these problems? Kids are suicidal. This one broke off with this one. This one wrote something awful in my yearbook. Let them grow up before they can buy a weapon that can fire, 30 rounds in 10 seconds. I think that it's time to come to grips with the fact that the president has moved off his comfort zone. He sees that this may not solve the problem, but it's a first step, and it certainly would have stopped this Nicholas Cruz from buying the AR-15 that he used to kill these people.
Not necessarily. I mean, look, when I was in the FBI, we did gun buys every day. You can get guns faster. Right now, I could go out in New York City and get a gun illegally faster than I could if I tried to get one legally. They're everywhere. And
that may be true, but you've got to do something. And to make the perfect victim of the it's ridiculous. You're doing something. You've got to take a step.
I'm not disagreeing with you on this. What I'm saying is that, for instance, over in Africa, instead of curing malaria by going and killing mosquitoes, they go out and hand out mosquito nets, and it does nothing to stop people from getting malaria. It's just a Band-Aid. And, if we really want to get into this, we need to start having regulations on video games, on movies from glorifying rape and killing. I mean, that's where a lot of this stuff is coming from. We should have, there's all kinds of stuff we could do with the mental health care industry. But the fact is, what is aggravating me is that the things that could be done to make the school safer right this instant are not being done. And in this discussion that they had with the families, I understand it's a great healing thing. It's a great PR thing. You need to have that with subject matter experts such as myself who would do this for free. That we're going to spend millions, possibly billions of dollars.
The idea is we do all that. That's what President Trump has so admirably laid out. We've done
it
enough.
But it needs to be done now.
Woe is us, and you're throwing up your hands, and because you can't fix it with one fell swoop, you don't do anything. What Trump has said is he's not going to do that anymore. From now on, he's going to try. He's going to try his best. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to do this. He's going to do that.
But I think we all agree one thing. If we do what we agree on, these kids will be safe. We can secure every school in America.